I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's a disturbing trend being revealed in American churches. According to a report released this week by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, over half of evangelicals polled are moving toward the belief that there are many ways to heaven. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says this is a wake-up call for the American church. Salvation is just the first step, which is why much of Tippett's work focuses on discipleship.
One of the great things that must happen for a great renewal in our culture is that we've got to come back to a commitment to the Scripture and building a foundation for our lives from the Word of God.
Next, Canada's same-sex marriage and hate crimes legislation has had its testing in court. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Adele Conandike says Pastor Stephen Boisson and the Concerned Christian Coalition were fined and censored for a letter concerning homosexuality and sin. But the sentence poses a question for Canadian believers.
He has a right to have these beliefs and to express them. So when this kind of a case comes where it's saying he can't have a moral opposition based on biblical beliefs, then the question is raised, where does the censorship stop?
Conandike urges prayer for Boisson as he stands up for his belief. Pray, too, for continued freedom to preach the gospel throughout North America. And Jim Allen is now the acting president of HCJB Global after serving as senior vice president since 1997. During the process of seeking a new president, Allen plans to keep HCJB running smoothly. He believes the missions field is going through a time of transition as it faces current economic and political challenges. Pray that God will bring HCJB the right person to lead its media and healthcare ministries in proclaiming the gospel around the world. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.